Hey everybody, welcome back to the Alignment Academy with Rima. And today I want to talk about oysters and pearls because I just learned something new and I am literally so obsessed. I'm like fascinated with this, but I just learned how pearls are made and I just think it's such a beautiful metaphor for life. So I'm not a scientist, so I'm gonna just say it in my version, but basically pearls are made from pain. So basically when you have an oyster and the oyster is in the ocean, the oyster will do anything to protect itself. So if some pain happens within the oyster, or maybe a grain of sand comes into the oyster, or like some type of parasite, you know, like when some type of insult or pain or parasite, something enters the oyster goes into defense mode. And what it does is it'll surround that little grain of sand, or it will surround that little parasite with something called, I think it's nacre, like N-A-C-R-E. And it'll keep just like putting that material through on the grain of sand, and it'll just like coat it. Basically, it's coating the parasite. It's like trapping it in there almost. And after it does that for some time, that substance is what creates a pearl. So when you open an oyster and it has multiple pearls inside of it, that's because it's been through multiple hardships, you know, multiple invaders, parasites, grains of sands, irritants, something inside of it that, you know, just shouldn't, it that wasn't its natural substance. It was an invader, an intruder, a pain, a hardship. And that hardship is what creates some of the most expensive jewelry that we have today. Some of, you know, one of the most beautiful natural things that comes out of the ocean. And I just feel like that is so, so, so relatable for everyday life when you're going through hardships. It almost gives me diamond energy. The same thing how diamonds are created under this crazy immense pressure, but then in actual diamonds forms in nature. And so many things in nature, when you think about it, form under this crazy pressure. Even when you think about how land is created and how islands are created, volcanoes are like pure chaos. You have all of this hot lava coming up, whether that's happening above the surface or even an underwater volcano, which is working probably even twice as hard because it's going against the water. But you have all of this chaos, all of this heat, all of this, you know, kind of destruction energy, but it's creating the new, it's creating the land. In volcano land, like the rock that comes after the lava is super fertile rock. That's why Hawaii is one of the most lush places ever, because, you know, and every island was made from volcano. Most islands were made from volcanoes. So that rock is like super, super, super lush, and it's super fertile for all of the new life and the plants and the seeds and everything to grow. And I just think this is such a beautiful metaphor for life, because when you're going through something hard, or I'll speak for myself, if I'm going through something hard, it's so easy to get caught up in the hardships of it, and oh my gosh, like my identity is completely shattering, or the way I interact with family or friends or whoever is completely shattering. Like everything around you can be shattering, or people can be triggering you. But what if this is necessary to create the pearl or the diamond or the new? And my mentor, she was mentioning a book and how the book describes that there's a downward spiral and then almost like this landing place for the downward spiral and then an upward spiral. And how in today's society, everyone focuses on the rags to riches. They focus on the upward spiral. They focus on, you know, you just got to do better, feel better, feel better, feel better. But the downward spiral and the landing place is just as sacred. And I feel like I'm at the end of the landing place and like the beginning of the upward spiral, but the downward spiral is just as sacred. So even when things, and I think the book was describing how shamans or some type of spiritual guru, like this was their philosophy. So they would like really lean into it and let the downward spiral just, you know, take them. But yeah, like when things are just going to shit and, you know, your job's not working out, this isn't working out, the relationship isn't working out, what if everything is being destroyed intentionally so that you can have fertile rock, just like the lava rock, to create the new? And almost having the mindset of, this isn't happening to me, but I get to do this. That was a huge game changer for me when I was in that space. But it's more like, yeah, I get to go through this. This gets to happen to me versus, oh my gosh, like everything's a mess. Why is this happening to me? Like, no, this gets to happen to me. You know, there's levels through hardships. And as long as you got a safe place to sleep and you got food in your refrigerator, like it's really not that, you know, it's really, it could be worse. So yeah, we get to do this. We get to go through hardships and we get to create pearls and diamonds and have expensive energy from all of that. So I hope this reaches whoever needs it. And I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful day. See you. Bye.